When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It's Wednesday today, which means it's time for our meditation practice of the week. Since this week, we are focusing on shifting our awareness away from the online world, away from our devices, from social media, shifting more of our awareness to real life, to our day-to-day lives, shifting our awareness to this exact moment. So I want to have a practice here right now, just a couple of minutes for us to get 100% present within our bodies and with where we are. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Take a moment to find that comfortable seat. You choose exactly how you want to align your posture in this now. And let's take a cleansing breath, just keeping your eyes open for now. Deep, full breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Oh, that felt good. Let's do two more of those. Breathe in through the nose, big full breath here. Out through the mouth. One more time. Inhale. And let go. Now bring your breath back through your nose, finding that steady rhythm of your natural inhale and exhale. And keeping your eyes open for now, see if you can continue to focus on and deepening the breath without closing your eyes. It takes a different kind of awareness to do that, to stay really present, even though your eyes are open. And why is that? With our eyes open, we have one anchor in the external world. It can be a little bit more challenging to quiet the mind, to go within. So as you look around the space you're in right now, continue to deepen your inhale and your exhale. Take your time here. And now look around the room or look around the space that you're in. And see if you can do that in a very mindful way. Beginning in wherever place your eyes naturally linger. Taking in the things that are surrounding you here in this moment. The colors of where you are. The shades of colors here. Any textures you can see. Maybe your eyes linger on one particular object, somewhere close or somewhere far away. Spend some time just examining this moment, you happen to find yourself right here, right now. So what actually is happening in this moment? What are you surrounded by? What can you see? And can you look at your surroundings while remaining completely present? Notice if your mind interjects with a thought or judgment or a narrative. Deepen that connection to the breath and remain completely objective as you look around. It's not about deciding if what you can see in this moment is beautiful or not, if you like it or not. Just very objectively, without attachment, take in your surroundings. And then from here, if you feel good, close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, deepen your connection with the breath. Noticing now what's happening inside of you. You took a moment to look around and get really present with your surroundings. Take a moment now to look within. What is happening inside of you right now? What is the texture and the structure of your inner landscape? What are you feeling in this moment? What is your actual inner experience of this moment? You can take some time here, moving through different parts of your body, perhaps moving through different sensations of energy, noticing the temperature, the texture of this present moment. So you're beginning to slow everything down, centering your presence on the now. And if you like, you can invite all of your other senses here as well. Even though your eyes are closed, can you still see something here? Can you notice little specks of color? Or light? Is there something you can see even though your eyes are closed? Inviting your sense of hearing now. What can you hear in this moment? The sound of my voice. Perhaps the sound of a bit of static as you're listening to this meditation right now. Maybe there are some outside noises happening, a car driving by or the wind in the trees. Take a moment, get very present here as you listen for this moment. Inviting your sense of smell as well. Noticing what you can smell in this now. And smell sometimes can take a little bit more patience to really distinguish. If you're at home, well, what does this particular room of your house actually smell like? What can you detect? And if you're outside, what's present here now using this sense, using your nose? And inviting also now your sense of touch. You can do that without moving at all. Feeling the sensation of the clothes you are wearing, that feeling of the clothes on your skin. Noticing what parts of your body are connected to and touching the seat if you're sitting down. If you're standing up, feeling that connection of your feet to earth. Feeling the sensation of your tongue in your mouth. The feeling of your heart beating inside of your chest. The sensation of breath moving in and out of your nose. Remaining absolutely present here. Perhaps inviting all of your senses at once, or lingering with the one sense that feels most accessible right now. It could be what you see, what you can smell, what you can hear, what you can touch. And as we arrive at a deeper sense of knowing, let yourself linger in the silence of this moment. Let yourself hold and experience the fullness of this moment. Knowing that this now exists beyond the realm of problems or issues or judgments or thoughts. That where you are sitting right now, in this here now, centered in your experience of this moment, everything is okay. Everything is okay. And let's take one more deep breath in through the nose. Out through the mouth. If you had your eyes closed, you can blink them open. Thank you so much for getting present with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.